أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على خير خلقه محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. Brothers and sisters, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Today I'm going to ask you one question and let us ponder upon the subject and see whether it helps us in advancing our attitudes and the way that we deal with other people, with ourselves, with families, with the whole society, and with everybody. The question is this: is it sufficient for a person to call himself or herself a Muslim by only declaring shahadatain without committing to the whole purpose and the aims of Islam in total? In other words, I want to say that when a person prays five times a day and fasts the holy month of Ramadan and pays zakat and khums, is that sufficient in counting them as Muslims, or something more to be done in order to make them really a good Muslim? In order to answer this question, let us refer to one hadith from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, in which he said, لا تنظروا إلى طول ركوع الرجل وسجوده بل انظروا إلى صدقه في الحديث وأدائه الأمانة. So, when you want to evaluate someone, when you want to know the depth of iman settled in their hearts or not, don't look at the length of their ruku' and sujood. Don't think about the minutes or the time they spent for their prayers or the days that they fast. But this is the words of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Look at whether they are truthful and honest. So honesty means that you don't exceed your limits. Honesty means that you do not extend your hand to the property of others. Honesty means that when you borrow something, you return it. And truthful means that never ever telling lies. Unfortunately, some people during April or the first day of April, they call it the white lie. We do not have in Islam, we do not have neither white nor black. Everything which doesn't match the reality, it is a lie. So, what does this hadith teach us? This tells us about one thing, and that is the external part of the activities or the personality is something, and the internal is something else. So, if the morality is not there, if the truthfulness and honesty are not seen in a person, this means that, yes, apparently this person prays and fasts. We move to the values that were explained and advocated by the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam one by one. First of all, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described to the Muslim nation that they are one nation. Kuntum khayra ummatin ukhrijat linnas. Alright? Wa anna hadhihi ummatukum ummatan wahida wa ana rabbukum fa'budun. This nation is one nation, the Muslim nation. When we see people that in different countries, in spite of them being Muslims, they all refer themselves to Islam, but they fight, they kill one another, they advocate enmity and fight and killing instead of harmony and brotherhood. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran says, إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ إِخْوَى. Brothers and sisters, or brethren in faith. So this is the way that Islam and Quran describe people. So if you think that, or you see that the sectarian rifts, the discrimination here and there, I mean, did they act upon what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam teach them? Did they match the guidelines of the Quran? Of course not. The other value, the other core value in Islam is justice. Yes, hundreds of ayat and ahadith are reported and recorded regarding the fairness and justice, as justice is the basis for all other values, for administration, for the state, for the authority, for the judgment in the court, and in every aspect we need. All right? So if person does not act in a way that can be recognized as just, it is unjust. And this injustice is 100% opposite to the Quranic teaching, to Islamic values. Now, does the state of Muslims, generally talking, show that they are observing justice, or they deny justice for all their activities and for all their times? And that is what, brothers and sisters, makes me to wonder and ask that, is it sufficient for us to pray and do not observe justice, deny justice? Another value, of course, here is charity. We have again many ayat in the Quran inviting people to think of the people who are less fortunate, those who cannot afford even their daily whatever livelihood. Now, Imam Ali alayhi salam in one occasion said that, is it sufficient for me to be called and recognized as the commander of faithful, the head of state, whilst there are people far away in Muslim world? They go to sleep empty stomach. They remain hungry. This means that to be concerned with other members of community, to assist the poor and needy, and to look after the problems they have. Now, for example, look at the whole Muslim world. The problems with Iraq after the collapse of the Ba'ath regime in 2003. What happened? 1 million widows, 5 million orphans. No one cares for them. And you see that only few organizations are doing very well in this way. But those who have a lot of sources of money don't bother about these orphans. So corruption is seen everywhere. So is this something that Quran wants, Islam tells about, or the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked for? Of course not. The same now we see that in many parts of the Muslim world, many parts of the Middle East. Indeed, if you want to see the corruption, the neglect, and all types of forgetting the Islamic values, it is seen everywhere. It is seen in Afghanistan. It is seen in Lebanon, in Palestine, in Syria, in many other parts of the world, without forgetting what is going on in Yemen. So, here we see hunger, we see poverty, we see people who are deprived from very essential and simple needs. At the same time, the millions and millions of dollars are spent on weapons to kill one another. Does Islam approve of that or not? So, the question is clear, but the answer, I leave it to everybody. I leave it to everybody to give their opinion about this. It is really a time that we need to rethink. We need to see that, okay, the overwhelming majority of this country or that country are Muslims, but are they really Muslims or not? Whilst we see some other people may exercise all the Muslim and Islamic values, honesty, justice, fairness, charity, and etc., but they are not recognized as Muslims. So what's the difference between these people or others? And one last word. And that is, how do we treat our families? How do we educate our children? Are all that matching the standards that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and our error fi imams alaihi wasallam, scholars, taught us about? Or still we are after the worldly gain, worldly benefit? We know for sure that the core values of Islam invite for focusing on the eternity, eternal life, rather the worldly life. In the Quran, Surah Al-A'la, we read, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ تَزَكَّى وَذَكَرَ اسْمَ رَبِّهِ فَصَلَّى بَلْ تُؤْثِرُونَ الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةُ خَيْرٌ وَأَبْقَى. You only prefer the advantages and the joy of this life, whilst the hereafter is everlasting and more of benefit to you. So, if we see all these in the Quran, and we see people do not bother from acting in a way that is not Islamic, are we allowed to say that, look, yes, you are apparently what? Muslim, but you missed the point. The same happened to the Jews, that according to their Sharia, they were stopped and prohibited from fishing on Saturday. So, what did they do? This is what we read in the Quran. Ashab al-Sabt. What did they do? They started digging some holes by the shore of the sea. And when the high tide would come, the fish will fall in the holes. And when it is low tide, the water goes back to the sea and some fish will be caught there in the holes they dug before. So the next day we will come, they will do the fresh fishing and at the same time collect the fishes from the previous day. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told them that this is the manner and the way that apes do. They do something and they don't understand the meaning of it. So, قُلْنَا لَهُمْ كُونُوا قِرَدَةً خَاسِئِينَ. So, you are in reality apes, although your appearance and your visage may be like those who are humankind. So, it is time, brothers and sisters, to rethink and to try and strive to act in a way that not only the apparent and external duties are exercised, all the principles of morality are observed, and that is very, very important. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.